Okay, so we finished dealing with the two big kashas we had when you start understanding betochen properly, you start understanding what betochen really is, where the kasha, so where's the room for Shtadlis, and then what is it? So we dealt with those two sugyas. When I'm perikei, the fresh test, kagomul alai imoy. Afi Hashem Yecholov, afi Hashem Yosu. That's talking about the kashal in the midbog. They encamped. When did they know to park? When did they know to travel? It was up to Hashem. Nobody made their own decisions about where they were going today and tomorrow. All up to Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch Ol HaChaim Siman Aleph Sif Hay Muvah B'Shevet Shetayiv Loime Es Parshas Hamon. It's a good thing to do to say Parshas Hamon. The Mishnah Brura Hay B'Shem HaPoiskim Shaimim Es Parshas Hamon Kedai She'adam Yamin. The versions which say Parshas Hamon, in order that a person should believe, shekolm is a nice of blame by hashgacha pratis. To know that everything you eat, everything you need in this world, comes via hashgacha pratis. Udiksiv hamal b'le'adi from a ma'at lo'hechsev. The one who increases doesn't get better, and the one who minimizes doesn't lose out. Lo'hayre shayin ribi hu shtadlis mo'el mu'uma. To teach you that increasing ishtadlis doesn't help nothing. That doesn't mean you must make ishtadlis. We've said already, you have to make ishtadlis. There's a chiyuv ishtadlis. But more ishtadlis, less ishtadlis is not going to change how much you get. Because it has nothing to do with how much you get. You're going to get what you're going to get. Ishtadlis is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy. I'm just repeating it because we've been on Beinu Zmanim for a while. You might have forgotten the truth. They get into Beinu Zmanim Torah, you know. Get back into the real world. Doesn't help nothing. Makes no difference at all. Yeah.
But isn't it like a command that you have to do it?
You have to. It's a mitzvah. You have to make ishtadlis. That we spent about the last 6 months trying to work out why. So I want to belabor that, take the sharing from the past and go over them and listen to them. Well, what we said, just to summarize and just to catch everybody up, ishtadlis is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy to be mekadesh shem shamayim. Hashem sets up situations where a person knows where he's got to be mekadesh shem shamayim. For example, Hashem takes away panosah. So he's telling you he wants to be mekadesh shem shamayim out the Beit Midrash. If a guy's sitting and learning, he's got enough to eat, so he's being mekadesh shem shamayim in the Beit Midrash. If a person's busy meeting with a big business deal and telling it's a blinding toothache and he's got to leave the businessman, Hashem's telling you, I want to be mekadesh shem shamayim at the dentist. But the dentist's not going to help you or harm your health. The dentist has nothing to do with it. You're going to get better, or you're going to have panasa, or your kids are going to be matzliach in school, etc., etc., irrespective of your ishtadlis. It's a tenai in the panasa to be ishtadlis. You're not going to get it if you don't make ishtadlis. Why? That's a condition. You need to prepare a kli that can hold the bracha. But the mitzvah, at the same time, you've got to put on tefillin. Why are you putting on tefillin so you can make money? No. Why make ishtadlis so you can make money? No. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah in Kaddish Hashem Shemayim. The lack you have is to show you where you have to go be in Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. That's in a nutshell, but that was literally 3.5 months of work, okay? But that's it. No, we have to come, we always do Chazorah. Okay, so why do you have to say Parshas Shemayim? To get this truth into your kishkas. Dora made by a door there. The door of Midbar is the door that saw Hashem before. That's good enough, because they saw Hashem. How was it enough to see Hashem? Then you want to see Hashem face to face. You like that? No? He hasn't been here long enough. We'll get you there, don't worry. It's the only reason you're living. Yes? To get to know Hashem. There's no other reason to be in the world. With a dofka bought it, clean to him, to know him and to walk with him. Dora Midbar Ador Dayal. Haim Chayu Bahanhoga Shahisa Botlois Mukhletis Bakosh Bochu. There was no ishtadlis. They lived on a total dependency of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You couldn't even make a chasana because you didn't know where you were going to be. Which hall do you hire? Which taxi do you get? You parked in one place, you don't know if you're going to move tomorrow or the next day. It's your plane's been delayed indefinitely and until you wait. We'll let you know half an hour before the plane goes. What do? Do you go home? Do you come back? Do you stay on Mafield? Do you go to sleep? Do you get... You sit with your 10 kinderlach at the airport, waiting to fly somewhere, and they say the plane's been delayed. When's it taking off? We don't know. It could be an hour, it could be a month. Just, you've got to stay in the airport, don't go nowhere. That's what it was like, living in the midbar. Yeah, but I've got to organize a chasana for women. Which hall? You're going to use the hall in the hotel in Eretz Yisrael or the hall in London. You don't know where you're going to be. That's how people live. Total dependency on Hashem. When you went to sleep at night, you didn't know what you were going to eat in the morning when you woke up. If there was man, you had something to eat. If there was no man, you didn't eat. Did you wish your man was going to fall? They didn't know the man was going to fall. It's because it fell today. They didn't mean it fall tomorrow. They did not know what they were going to eat tomorrow. At some level. Okay, but they saw Hashem. Am Shalom Hoylech Lishon Beregir Mukhletes Lamarot Shain Lem Afilu Kazayis Mazel Yom Acheret. They went to sleep at night without bothering, even though they didn't have a kazayis to eat tomorrow. There's nothing in the fridge. The Kol Yom HaMekablim Miyadav Shil HaKosh Boruch Hu Mezayna Mederech Nitzim. Every day they got what they needed to eat from Hashem via miracles. V'kach HaKosh Boruch Hu Mashabayach Es Klal Yisrael V'ayme Zechati Lecha Chesed Nureich. Hashem praises his brothers and says, I remember the chesed you did for me in your youth. Ahavta k'loisecha lechtecha acharai b'min v'ahet lo zerua. You followed me into an unsown land, into a desert. Hashem says, thank you for the chesed you did me. You followed me into the midbar with no food, with no hope of survival. You followed me. Thank you, Hashem says. Am Yisrael tzad achrei Hashem b'betochen molev.
He didn't know where his food was coming from. He had no plans. He didn't know what he was going to do. You go with Hashem, and whatever happens, happens. Either you'll eat and you'll live, or you'll die. That was,
when you went to sleep at night, you never going to wake up in the morning. Tefishinema, Alpi Hashem Yinochu, Val Hashem Yosu. They camped by Hashem's word and they traveled by Hashem's word. Sometimes they would park for a day or two. And we never knew. We didn't get a fourth outline. When you park, you didn't know if you're going to have to pack up tomorrow or you're going to get stuck before you live. You messed it up like that. Everything was Hashem. You drank from Hashem, you ate from Hashem, you traveled from Hashem. You had nothing to do except just learn Torah. Remember? Can I eat it? Can you imagine? 24 hours a day in the best minute, you don't have to worry about nothing. How long do you think you survived? Before you started asking for meat and watermelons and potatoes. That's what they did. They couldn't handle it. The Kalisov couldn't handle it. They started complaining. They wanted fish. Hashem taught us then how to live today. Kasher anu mishtadlin lepanaseinu. When we go out and make ishtadlin for panasa, choshim b'shaz charish v'zorim b'shaz zriya. When we plow in the time of the plowing, and we plow during the time of the plowing, and we harvest in the time of the harvesting, yeah? Aleinu ledat ki lo ishtadlin siya mevias panasa. You have to go learn the Pasha Haman to remind yourself that it's not the ishtadlin that's bringing the panasa. Ela halicha betzmimes achar Hashem, this week's parsha, tomim tiyum Hashem el apecho, v'rak hi mevi'e lanes panaseinu. Only he brings panasa. Yes, did you do ishtadlus today? If you didn't, naughty boy. You did your ishtadlus today, go to sleep, you can rest at night, because whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Either you will have food tomorrow, thank you Hashem, or you won't have food tomorrow, thank you Hashem. Hanoga nitzis umufoyle zu umufle zu tzedora med vahin itzlechus b'shai simoi b'chnei lohetzes kal Yisrael mitachas sovus mitzrayim. They had that kind of hanoga, that kind of ashkocha pratis them, because that's what they needed in order to get them out of Mitzrayim. They needed that open exposure of a kol bochus nitzim mefurish. Hayitzayich lohetzim me'ashubet haruchni. You need to get them out of that scoffer of living amongst the mitzvahs. The eighth knesses of the mitzvahs, but the chaych reisahim ha'ashem, tilch echolso, of the gala esakfire ba'ashem, v'dekoye b'kaych reisim yad reisim lezuchay lazeh. They were living in a world that was totally immersed in Kodesh Vayisim Yadi, with a total denial of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, total dependence on the Nile River and all the other Zoruch. That's what they were steeped in. A big chunk of Klal Yisrael couldn't get out of the dependency. They were addicts, they were dependent on Mitzrayim.
And when it's late, the dark head came, they couldn't get out of the dark head came.
He learned to look too far to see that a lot of us are still stuck in this drive.
All due respect, a lot of us haven't got out of that aspect. The Kaychmeis and Yodi today is overwhelming. The Kaychmeis are going to go to the MLM, and they're going to be a name on base with your gear. Ace the Kudoska on Malayim lies with this Mitzrayim. When the time came and Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, you've got to come out of Mitzrayim, you're coming out of Mitzrayim. Ka'ava mechami sheis mikal Yisrael ayim mishugolim lasei. 80% of Klal Yisrael couldn't leave. And I'm ayim sama ha mechami sheishameis b'makas choshech. That was the 80% that died in makas choshech. V'advorim muflayim. It was unbelievable to understand. HaKosh Baruch Hu Mechayr El Nisim V'Niflois V'Shmoyna Makas Aboz D'Zul HaChazu. 8 Makas, one after the other, they had with them. Ad Makas Choshes, but they call us Niflo. The Nisim were unbelievable. They saw them open, they didn't yell about them, they saw them themselves. Ad Shafila Mitzim Atzim Moedi Ki Etz Be'Elo Kimgi. The Mitzim were saying this is Hashem. HaKosh Baruch Hu Mafiach Lehem Ki Yivim Alehet Zevat Chalav Advash. HaKosh Baruch Hu Va'atzmoy V'Kvoy, they promise I'm going to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. V'yitam Nes Kol Tzrichayim, and I'm going to give you everything. V'mon Kol Zaytam Einu Mishugol in the faith. 80% of Kloshok could not leave. Hate it, we're talking about it. How is it possible to understand? Relam Zoyz, Atem Ad Mashiach Obur Aleinu. I'm trying to explain to you from my own personal life what happened here. After Shavon at Kufus Ashol, after we left the, we survived the Holocaust. Sechuchosi midei pam im imi al oisat kufa kasher. Now I'm going to speak to my mother about that period, that we, that difficult period we survived. It's only benayu shailin aneres. This very fascinating question kept coming up. Matzavu shomia yosegaru. Who had a harder time? Who was it worse for? Ima Yisra Machana Avoida. My mother was in a labor camp, yeah, then she was in Auschwitz. Vila Nachno, Yitzchapsu Legoy, father and the kids were dressed up as Goy, they never got caught, they were running and pretending to be Goy. Vistanu, the Matofim, Uber Meklatim. And they were hiding out in bunkers and in shelters. Baliyaz Gag Uber Machboim. They were in underground bunkers and in attics and whatever. They could find a place to hide. Midday Pabakot Chubas, Zayoshino Es Mekomoyim, the services of Malkum Lamokim Achbarim. They kept having to change them. They were hiding, almost like little mice running around trying to find a safe place to sleep every night. Anitan Isikilamota Kusha Neu Vasevo Shloi Tosh Shayu Manas Chelkish Lavoy Zamachanoi. Our time, it says the Mechaber, that despite the incredible difficulties that we can't even understand, that his mother suffered in the labor camps, Mikom Ochas Hillem Tachnis Musudelet. I mean, at least he had a structured existence. The Vokim Kamu, Hochel Avoy, Verev and Kiblu, Manat Mazon Zuma. In the morning they woke up, they went to work, they came back, they got a little bit of whatever, a little bit of food. Mishu Daiglem, there was someone worrying about him, yeah? Mishu Saperotam, Hakotam. There were people talking to them, people clapping them. Yeshiusham. Once asked the Rosh Hashiva, when should a person bring his kids to shul? He said, Matayim em lo mafriyim. When they're gone, mafriyim.
At the end.
When they're gone, mafriyim. It's got nothing to do with their chinuch. Their chinuch is they've got to come to shul and know that they can't mafriyim. In a way that I'm not sure. That's not chinuch. You're mechanechim them to not fear. And that's why you see, even today, people can't stop talking to him because Oris Hashad. Because when he came to shul, he wasn't ready to keep quiet. So that's the chinuch that goes on and on and on. It's not his fault. He's doing what a little sister is supposed to do. He's not a bechiri, he's a yetzor. What do you want him to do?
To whip him the right way.
To whip the father. Back to our subject. You see, people get upset with the kids. Yeah? What do you want from the child? So the Tanya is that even though your life was terrible during Auschwitz, and it's terrible, but at least there was some kind of Seder Hayom. We lived in the world of Torah, complete void. We didn't know what was going to be in the next minute. We didn't know we were going to wake up in the morning. We didn't know we were going to go to bed at night. Where the next breath is coming from and how to survive. No one cared about us. No one even stepped on us. No one even sat on us. אין לך שום משען ומשען זו רגו של נויר של חדליים. What's חדליים? Total despair,
total use.
Well, we don't know what use means, so we're not going to use the word so lightly anymore. If anybody thinks they know what use is after today's share, they missed the share. הפיתחוש הזו ניתן להזבי את הצלוי שאיזה ליהודים במצרים. With that, we can understand the dependency that the Jewish people had on Mitzrayim. The Meroit Shashpilo is some Hako is some Inuotom, Zolko is B'naim Liyaz. Despite the fact that the Mitzrayim treated them terribly and hit them and beat them and threw their children to the river, Mikol Mokom Sof Sof, Hayele Mashu, Mishu Shneitan Lismaicholov. There was someone to depend on. There's the Kuach Vimi. But someone to rely on at the end of the month. I use Mishu Shilech Lem Mazen. Amlam Lechem Oini. It was Lechem Oini, but someone was still giving them food. Achay is there because there is Lechem, but nevertheless, they had bread. Lipoid Nikol Zeis, and a taste, the meatball, and all called Tachnit. To give that up and to step into the big unknown, and it's something we're asking ourselves to do every day. Don't think this happens then. Every time you want to change, every time you want to do something new, you want to take on something new, Elo, everyone's looking to do all these new things, yeah? Not saying you should or you shouldn't, but that's what's happening. That's what's going on. You're stepping into the world of the unknown. That's what makes change so stressful. What's going to be tomorrow? What am I going to eat tomorrow? Zu dai de gevur. That's a very high spiritual level. Shmeini machuz mikar zaloyim usvalim loyim and esayim zeh. 80% of planet Israel who witnessed the eighth matzah. We on Pesach, let us tell you, when we discuss the Makkahs, we get blown away by the miracles, yeah? You're ready to give up everything and just step into the midbar with Hashem until tomorrow morning. But at least at Leila Seder, when you're sitting there, you're ready to give it all up. You're talking about the Makkahs, yeah? They witnessed them and they couldn't leave. Don't fool yourself into thinking you're ready to jump off the edge yet, okay? Rak ma'ati mayu musugorim la'azef es mashne es akana arotzis. We spoke to Rachel Hashem Lebodim. Very few people were ready to jump off the edge and just put their total trust in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Meshach Abim Shnei Tahalich Vemidba Kodesh Baruch Hu Limet Nuk Peretz Meyilchus Imun Betochen. They learned the sugya of Imun Betochen 40 years Hashem had to whirl them around the Midba in order to wean them off the dependence on Mitzrayim and to get them totally into the world of Imun Betochen. Perek Shalein Elav Zor Hashem Bekol Yoyim. It's a chapter in Halacha that we have to go over every day when you say Pasha Samad. Kedeladad Shalom Stana Ma'umer Ba'akvayt Maseinu. Nothing's changed, the voice of Kapayat. Gam Kasher Anachnu Mishtadlim Binyon HaPanosa. Even though we're out there doing Ishtadlim, they didn't do Ishtadlim. But nothing's changed. Ishtadlis Einu Mo'ila Ela Mukhrechev. The loss of the famous Parabolas. Mishtadlis doesn't help, but you're obligated to do it. Panasayin usuna ach v'rach v'yad Hashem. Panasa comes only from Hashem. Gam tachni oseinu asidyois v'yad Hashem heimo. Even our future plans are all from Hashem. Kim shinema api Hashem yichonu v'al Hashem yosu. Milvada eid me'uma. Without Hashem, we eat nothing. Api Hashem yichonu v'al Hashem api Hashem yosu. Thank you. Point to the Rashi. You should take this Rashi, cut it out, keep it with you every day. They leave Klanishra, they go to the sea, they get the man. And there's all the complaints and whatever, and eventually Pashas the Shalach. Pashas Haman. Here we go. Here we go. Moshe says to Aaron, take a little capsule and fill it up with a man and put it away in the Aron HaKodesh, in the Aron HaBris, the Dorei Seichem, the Mishmeres Dorei Seichem. Says Rashi, the Dorei Seichem, it says for all your generations. Says Rashi, B'mei Yirmiyahu, in the times of Yirmiyahu. By the way, we destroyed the Beit HaMikdash a few weeks ago, right? But to me, the sort. So this is talking to us as well. When Yirmiyah went around and said to the Jews, why aren't you oisking the Torah? Don't you know the Beit HaMikdash is about to get destroyed? And they said, I think this sounds familiar. You want us to stop working and go learn Torah? What do we eat? Where will we get malach? Where will we get parosa from? Nothing's changed, eh? You may come to Klal Yisrael and says, the Beit HaMikdash is about to be destroyed. Why don't you take the Torah? And they turn and say, what are you doing that? Close our businesses and go learn. How will we eat? Hey, Tzilim Tzitzenes Haman. Your mommy takes up the Tzitzenes Man. Omele, Atem Ru Dvar Hashem. You saw the Dvar Hashem. Shomulon Ema Ala Ru. You're seeing it. Yes, the man. Bezen is Farnus Avoysam. This is what your ancestors were fed on. Hail b'shnuchim yesh lo lamakim lahachim mozul l'reyav. Today there's no man falling. So what does this help me? Where did you and I have to go to get the little stick man? And to go all the way to the Beit HaMikdash, take out the Aron HaKodesh, take out a little nostalgic museum piece. So that's a raya, you and I, that you're wrong and we're right. There's no man falling today. Kamash Milan Rashi, have b'shnuchim lamakim lahachim mozul l'reyav. Hashem has plenty of ways of getting man to fall. There's no man falling today. Yes, there is. It doesn't look like man. Everything he eats in his man. Ah, you make me shtadlef? Nothing to do with the man that's falling. It's a very important piece of Rashi, this. Very important piece of Rashi. Have a shluchim yesh loy lamakim lachim mozim l'reyov. Benedict the You have to make your standards, you have to get a job, you have to work. Some people have to work 18 hours a day, some people can get away with 1 hour a day. Each person according to his unique needs and his unique mission in this world, based on whatever Hashem's infinite cheshbonos are, you've got to do what you've got to do, and you can't decide it on your own. You have to ask shadows about how much to work, when to work, what to work, etc., etc., etc. But, at the end of the day, that has nothing to do with panasa. Panasa comes from Hashem. And you have to daven, it's also the standards, and whatever we've seen up to now. But at the end of the day, we have to somehow get into this mode of Hava Shluchim Lamachim. We're close to it in the mitzvah. That's the ideal. Now you're going to go find out where you are in Rio and come up with some kind of plan of how to get from where you are to where you need to go.